It is in our hands to leave these dark machines behind, the dark ages where they belong, and to press forward to cap a historic movement towards a new world order and a long era of peace.
The President George Bush has talked time and time again about a new world order, and this is the best chance to begin to establish the new world order.
In 1989, President Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
It's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
It is a new world order with significantly different and radically new challenges for the
people. You know, it's not the fact that I was targeted. My people has been targeted, and I couldn't care less whether I was targeted. The worst thing was that I was standing there with my people. They were bombed, and I was just targeted like them. And as elected president, official in charge of their protection, I couldn't do anything about it. But the point here is, it's not about me. It's about the idea of freedom. It's about the future of the whole region. It's about the future of Europe and a new world order. And
what is at stake here is world order, and what is at stake here are basic principles of international law.
Back into 1931, a House of Representatives Special Committee described the enemy, communism. And here is what they said. The following, the House of Representatives said, is a definition of communism. This is not my definition. This is the House's definition. A worldwide political organization advocating, one, hatred of God and all forms of religion. Two, they advocate destruction of private property and inheritance. Three, they advocate absolute social and racial equality, promotion of class hatred. They advocate revolutionary propaganda, stirring up strikes, riots, sabotage, bloodshed, and civil war. The House of Representatives in 1931 said they advocate the destruction of all forms of representative or democratic government, including civil liberties, such as freedom of speech, of the press, of assembly, and trial by jury. Recently, just an aside, I had to sign two documents, one to lease a facility and one to borrow money. I had to hire an attorney before I signed the first lease in order to get out of giving away my constitutional rights to a trial by jury. The document said, when you sign this document, you will no longer have a right to a trial by jury. That was to lease the space that we wanted to lease. On the document to borrow money, again, when you sign the document read, when you sign this document, you are giving up your right to a trial by jury. That document, if I wanted the money, I had to sign. That's where we are. 1931, 1996. Number six, the House of Representatives said the ultimate and final objective is by means of world revolution to establish the dictatorship of the so-called proletariat into one world union. In other words, what George Bush described as the new world order. Incredible to think that someone who has been espoused as a conservative Republican, George Bush, holds dearly to the beliefs of the Communist Party. I hardly ever talk about Bill and Hillary Clinton. They're hardly worth talking about. The Communist rules for revolution read like this. Ask yourself if any of these apply to today. Corrupt the young. Get them away from religion. Get them interested in sex. Make them superficial and destroy their ruggedness. If you like, you could take a pencil and just make a little check mark if it's already been done. Get control of all means of publicity. Get people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books and plays, and trivialities. Divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of absolutely no importance. Tanya Harding, O.J. Simpson. We've spent 2 years with O.J. We spent a week with John F. Kennedy. Destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding them up to contempt and ridicule. Always preach true democracy, but seize power as fast and as ruthlessly as possible. Congress just passed the anti-terrorist bill. That bill allows the government of the United States of America to use its own military on American citizenry. Communist rules for revolution by encouraging government extravagance, destroy its credit, produce fear of inflation with rising prices and general discontent. Someone said earlier today the mistake that the Freemen in Montana made was they wrote fraudulent checks. But I ask you, how can you defraud a fraudulent bank? The Federal Reserve is completely fraudulent. It makes money out of thin air and then charges usury on top of it. Promote unnecessary strikes in vital industry, encourage civil disorders, and foster a lenient and soft attitude on the part of government towards such disorders. By specious, meaning fair-seeming but deceptive, argument caused the breakdown. Breakdown of what? Old moral virtues, honesty, and sobriety. In other words, promote abortion, homosexuality, lesbianism, witchcraft, cause the restriction of all firearms on some pretext with a view of confiscating them and leaving the population helpless. The 1986 Gun Act was taken almost verbatim from Nazi Germany in the 1930s. What is communism? That is communism. How can we know when we are dealing with communism? Well, are we dealing with hatred of God? Are we dealing with the destruction of private property? Are we dealing with civil strife? Are we dealing with the destruction of all forms of representative government? Are we dealing with either a covert or overt world revolution? That is communism. How many check marks have you made so far? Now, how can we know who is a communist? Communists support these things that we were just talking about. Let me tell you what communists do. You want to know when you've got a communist? This was the plan passed from Joseph Stalin to various communist district organizers in helping America self-destruct. Religion, in the area of religion, by philosophy, mysticism, the development of liberal cults, and the furtherance of atheism, discredit all Christian creeds. What have we got today? We've got New Age, a cult cartoon, a cult in the bookstores, a cult in the public schools, and a cult movies and a cult video. In the ethical area, corrupt morality by advocating promiscuity and advising high school and university students to practice promiscuity, introduce companionate marriage ideas, advocate legalized abortions, destroy the family, abolition of inheritance, even to the extent of name, destruction of all records of title, birth, family history. So what have they done? Promote sex education, hand out condoms, promote living together, homosexuality, lesbianism, and divorce when it's convenient. This is communism. In the aesthetic area, what did Joseph Stalin tell his various communist district organizers to do? Cultivate the ugly. Cultivate futuristic and aberrant art, literature, drama, and music. Cultivate the practice of crude orientalism, modernism, and degenerate perversion. Our government finances this. During the early part of Bill Clinton's administration, under Jane Alexander, American taxpayers financed a 3-foot mound of synthetic excrement, a sculpture of two women engaging in oral sex, a film actually showing one man pushing his head into another man's rectum, a photo of a man with a bullwhip in his rectum, a film depicting Jesus Christ as a topless woman, and a porn film titled The Sluts and Goddesses Workshop. Wake up! This is communism! In the sociological, abolition of social opposition by subversive practices, the display of vulgar extravagance, promotion and exaggeration of all social and economic conditions, political corruption, create unrest, suspicion, revolt by the workers, intensify class war. How do you do that? Blacks against whites, haves against have-nots, people with jobs against people with no jobs, men against women, women against men, liberals against conservatives, conservatives against liberals, homosexuals against Christians, children against parents, parents against children, Muslims against Jews. Only 40 or 50 years ago, this nation didn't feel that way. We were together. We fought a war together. World War II, we fought together. World War I, we fought together. But why? We fought World War I to get the League of Nations. We fought World War II to get the United Nations. There has never been a doubt in the people who are running this little machine where we're going. We're going into the new world order. In the industrial and financial, the communists want to create mistrust of banks by circulation of rumors of instability and distress. Destroy ideals in craftsmanship. Can you buy anything today that's well made? Everything is junk. Everything is a piece of plastic. You buy a shirt, the button's off in a week. Standardize cheap and shoddy. Advocate state monopoly of ownership, even though it's private. Exchange all foreign currency at a slight discount for U.S. gold. Gradually withdraw gold from circulation. Gone. This is communism. Political. Set up the ideal of thinking internationally. Your House of Representatives knows this. This was Joseph Stalin. Set up the ideal of thinking internationally so as to undermine national patriotism. Weaken all government departments by corruption. Attack all political parties and create suspicion and distrust upon any and all occasions. You know, do we vote Republican or do we vote Democrat? Well, up to you. Do you vote for Satan or the devil? Take your pick. Amplify facts by fiction and create startling exposures. Ridicule all patriotic effort and undermine all preparation for defense. Carry out our set policy for world revolution outlined in Reichhoff's position. And what was Reichhoff's position? It is our duty, he said, to inculcate in the minds of all nations the theory of international friendship. The theory of international friendship. Pacifism. Peace is what we hear today. And disarmament. Which the Vatican promotes right now, by the way. encouraging resistance to military appropriations and training at the same time. However, never for one moment relaxing our efforts in the upbuilding of our own military establishment. So, whether they're a card-carrying communist or not, an individual who supports the things that we just read is, in fact, living up to and working for the values and the system of communism. Well, the media tells us that communism is dead. I'm going to tell you that any sense of truth coming from the media is what is dead. Now, how does communism work? How has it worked in country after country after country after country? In this book, I had to cut out two chapters because as I allowed people to read it, I found out that they were not able to just take it in. You see, Catholics have a history too. And most Catholics don't know their history. It's pretty intriguing though, because Catholics have lived through some of the worst revolutions applied to any group, including those who lived through the German Holocaust, but not one time. But time after time after time. In France, and in Spain, and in Portugal, and in the Philippines, and in Mexico, and in Russia. And soon, I'm sure, in the United States of America. How does it happen? Well, first of all, you get a group of people who, by the rule of law, George Bush told us, I quote, by the rule of law, we will have a new world order. What is the rule of law? Pretty simple. You write the law. You make up the rules to the game. So now we're playing your game.
Of its founders.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN founders.
You make up the rules to the game, so now we're playing your game.